Does anyone else have a question? For myself or Venerable Sister Suchinta? I think we must be kindred spirits. I also enjoy just returning to silence, being present and aware. Just being in peace and harmony together. I find too, returning to that space, that the kinds of confused doubts and questions that may greatly proliferate in other situations, that they arise much less frequently. Jill, did you have something? I saw you fold your palms. Yes.
Do you go out more than once a day?
Do you need a mic repeat on that question?
Do you go out more than once a day?
Do you mean for alms or going out of our abode? The first one. We go out for alms just once a day. Sometimes, however, there are friends who may invite us. So there have been days where we've gone to walk for alms and then been invited somewhere for lunch. And in that case, we have gone out more than once a day. And if you mean for other things beyond alms, then this would be our second outing today. So we do occasionally go out for other things. I think we have a planned outing to the Berkeley Buddhist Monastery tomorrow to listen to Ajahn Amaro speak. No, the alms walk is just once a day. We normally walk between 1 and sometimes 2 hours, although normally the walking time is just about 1. It tends into 2 hours when there are friends who ask questions, who we stop and see as they've invited us to, or who stop or drive up suddenly, or there are those who I think sometimes, knowing that we're walking in the morning now, I've had it happen a couple of times that someone kind of just cruises in their car and the brakes go on and they jump out of the car and they found us. Niles is not that large, so it's pretty easy to do. There's just the main street and second street and third street, and that's about it. So it's we're easy to see, easy to find. And I'm looking forward to seeing how this alms walking develops. Niles is a very strange place in the Bay Area, from what I've heard. And it's the Niles people who've told me so. So I understand that that is at least their community self-identity. Because there are a lot of people who are there, who are born there, and even who are in their 60s and 70s and who have lived there their entire life. We stopped by to see the very elderly mom of a friend who was born in Niles and has lived there for 67 years. And he is almost like an archetype. He is the newspaper before the newspaper, the telephone before the telephone, the internet before the internet. Although sitting with an old friend of his this morning, they were talking about how many pecks in a bushel. This is what I mean by archetype. Just hanging out in front of the store, sitting in the sunshine, really talking about how many bushels there are in a peck, or how many pecks there are in a bushel, and just kick back, watching everybody come and go, kind of like the space that we sit in meditation. I mean, just watching everything. They're just doing this old homeboy country style, just kick back in their chairs, watching everything, and how many pecks are in a bushel, they asked us when we came up, or how many bushels are in a peck. And we suggested, someone suggested the internet, and checking the internet, and they in fact had. So one of them popped back into the store and pulled out the internet printout, which did in fact show. So this is the modern twist on Niles, and like the northern Washington state countryside. Deep countryside town that I went to high school in, where they describe themselves sometimes in a similar way. I was told when I was new to town that in this town, even before the bride and groom had kissed, that everyone else in the town knew the contents of their silverware drawer. And in fact, it was the case. So there are, I think, advantages and disadvantages to being in that kind of small town environment where everyone knows everyone else and practically knows what you've done before you've done it. And it's already on the other side of town. Yes, the idea was just starting to arise. But that was a small town out in the midst of enormous wheat fields with other small towns around. And Niles here is a little similar, except for it's in the midst of the Bay Area. And they have not only their 10 churches balanced by now 9 bars. So they think maybe, I don't know if one of the churches is going to last. This balancing thing that happened in good old Davenport, Washington also, that between the churches and the bars. The numbers, you know, one comes up, the other's got to come up too. One goes down, if a bar goes down, you can expect a church to go down also. And it was a funny dynamic that I found some real dharma in. There's something in that. The two come with each other and kind of exist supported by each other, the good and the evil, the purity and the other. I found something really, really significant in that. So Niles now, there's the rumor about one of the churches as one of the bars has closed. But despite having that many churches, there are also the temples and the mosque and the Sikh Gurdwara. And it's in the midst of the Bay Area. So there's that wonderful hometown sense of everyone knowing each other and being able to look at each other and caring for and sharing with one another in the midst of this great cultural diversity and openness that was hard to find in Davenport 20 years ago or more. So it's very nice in that regard. The warmth and the caring and the knowing one another, together with the diversity and openness. Mm. It is 9:17. What would you like me to do with that?
Would you be willing to stay afterwards to answer questions that people might have individually?
Oh, sure. I'd be glad to. Yes.
There's a slide in the middle on the table that talks a little about the Ara and the center, and if people would like to come and to meet her and talk with her or do an offering, the information's on the flyer.
Yes, it's been very nice spending the evening with you all. And if any of you would like to stop by, as I mentioned, the door is almost always open. You're welcome to. It would be good to see you at any time. And nice to have some meditation time together this evening. I would like to wish you very, very well in your practice. May you find success in all your good endeavors. Freedom and liberation, and please remember the point that we started with, the point of where the work is done, well done. To even to imagine sometimes. Being in that space where what had to be done is done, complete. And to abide in peace, and then take one more breath in and out, and sit or stand or walk, do the things of daily life. In gladness, in comfort, in ease. I was wondering, for those of you who have remained, on our walk, I've seen the newspaper and saw some news of friends and families in New Orleans. And I would like to invite you, if you would like to, for a moment, to participate in a dedication of merit, in a sharing of merit. Is that something you would like to do? There is a special Pali chant for this. The meaning is really very simple. We simply contemplate the goodness, the virtue of our practice and our lives, not only ourselves, but everyone else, for the other good people that you know, those wise and friendly and kind beings, both past and present. And the virtue of the Dhamma, and the virtue of living the Dhamma in practice, and of the practice community. Imagine all of that virtue, that goodness. Fold your palms in front of your chest, and you may feel that virtue and goodness like a sun in your heart. Radiating outwards in all directions, and think about sharing that, sharing light wherever there is darkness, water wherever there is thirst, solid ground wherever there is unsteadiness, provision wherever there is none. Yata variwaha pura paripurendi sakarang. Ewa mewa itodinang petanang upakapati Ichitang pachitang tumhang kipamewa samichato Sabe purentu sankapam Chando panaraso yatam Mani jyotiraso yatam Sabitiyo vivajantu sabharoko Vinasatumate pavat vantarayo sukhitikayuko pavat abhivatanasilis nichangvatapachahinam Chataro dhamma vadanti ayuvanno sukham balam. The last part is actually wishing you long life and beauty in it, and happiness, and good strength, good energy for the practice. So, if any of you would like to speak together afterwards, you're welcome.